Yo, it's the real deal. O'Neal's on the mic. A dad and his kid, and we say what we like. From the Detroit burbs, yeah, we cover that map. Dropping all things good in a flat rim cap. Pop talk, gang talk, my body too. With the Motor City rhythm and the hometown crew. So if you're feeling the vibe, go ahead, press play. It's all things good every week, no delay.
Welcome back. It's another great episode, great day of The Real Deal O'Neal's podcast, All Things Good. I'm your host, Aiden, always joined by...
By your dad, yeah. Episode 17. How's that feel?
Feels great. We're almost at the big 2-0.
Yeah, yeah, we're getting there. It feels very real now, and people are appreciating it, so I appreciate that.
No, exactly, and then... Obviously, last week we had Ava on. Shout out, Ava, friend of the
pod.
Shout
out, Captain, yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, Captain. Yep. They just wrapped up their final game of the year, I'm pretty sure.
Game of the season, yep.
Game of the season.
Yeah.
Against Purdue.
How'd they do? Do you know?
I don't know.
I never talked to her about that. I mean,
I haven't either. Huh. So,
all right, well.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. I was watching a little bit of the game on YouTube, and it seemed to be going all right.
They had a live stream?
They had a live stream, but it was muted, so I wish they would have had a... They need updates on the live stream, like people coming in at halftime and giving an update as to how the game went.
Right.
A little announcer.
They should.
That's a little pro tip to the MSU women's rugby team.
And if you're hiring, I have a degree in broadcasting.
It's true. He does.
Certificate, but you know.
So, man, it's paper's paper.
Paper's paper.
But they need to do that. Also, it's nice to hear the noise. On the field. So, that's free advice to the MSU rugby team.
Speaking of which, because we already got into sports, might as well keep it on the topic now. What's been going on in sports that's been making you feel good recently? Well,
you know what? I mean, obviously, there's a World Series going on right now. And last night, there was an 18, was it 18 inning?
18 inning.
And Freeman hit a home run to win the game.
Second year in a row.
He's an extraordinary player.
I love him.
That's a great story. But what made me happy, gave me joy, is one of Detroit Tigers' own, Max Scherzer, at age 41.
Yeah.
He started last night.
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
For the Blue Jays.
He did. Didn't pitch all that great, but again, he's 41 years old.
Right, and his fourth World Series, and he started in all of them. That's an extraordinary feat. I don't know how many people have done that.
I couldn't tell. I don't know if he started in 23, though, with the Rangers. I know he was a part of that team, but I don't know if he played.
Okay.
You can fact check me on that. I know Jacob DeGrom did not.
Yeah.
But again, he's got two World Series championships to his name, one with the Nationals where our definitely the prime years of his career, and then the Nationals. The Rangers in 23. So
yeah,
getting their first world championship. So
yeah, he's got a couple then, right?
Yeah, he's got two. I mean, Hall of Fame career.
It's amazing.
Speaking of a guy who's got a couple too, who's trying to go for his third and retire a champion, is Clayton Kershaw.
Yeah, well, I think it's looking likely. You know, I mean, did you hear the Blue Jays even said they're not going to pitch to Ohtani anymore?
He's insane.
He's lights out. Yeah,
he's ridiculous.
It's really beautiful.
He hit two home runs last night.
He did?
Yes.
Two. Jesus, that's amazing.
I believe he's pitching that night too.
Wow.
He's ridiculous. Best player in the world.
Yeah, by far.
When it's all said and done, he's going to be the best player.
Sure, because he's also pitching. Yeah, which is.
Phenomenal.
Something I've never seen in my life.
No one has.
Well, I mean, yeah. Well, they have, but you got to go back to... You know who was a great...
Well, no one currently alive.
Right. You know who was a great pitcher before he became a great batter?
Who was that?
Babe Ruth.
Well, yeah. I knew that.
He had several seasons. Did I just teach you that?
No, I knew
was
that.
Was this a teachable moment?
So no, I knew that story.
On you? Okay.
I knew that story.
He had like several 20-game winning seasons.
Again, in the 1940s where a guy that...
No, it wasn't the 40s, dude.
Was it the 20s or 30s?
It was like the 20s or 10s even.
Yeah, 20s or 10s where these guys were like the best athlete in the world was a 47-year-old alcoholic.
All right, this is all things good.
All things good. All but right,
come on.
Sports for me recently.
Here's the thing. You got to compare it to everybody else at the time. He was so good. Babe Ruth was so good.
Oh, for sure.
No, let me finish. He was so good that he hit more home runs than teams hit home runs. So So you got to compare him against his colleagues.
Oh,
you
for
know,
sure.
And not so much against different generations because that's impossible.
Oh, for
but
sure.
What else is going on in sports that's giving you joy this week?
This one was bittersweet, but again, it gave me a joy because my team got the victory. Was when my Green Bay Packers went to Pittsburgh and played against my former quarterback Aaron Rodgers.
Oh yeah,
and he didn't get to do that with the Jets. He got to do it with the Steelers. So, and if Aaron Rodgers won that game, he would have beaten every single NFL franchise in his career.
Really?
One of five to do it. And again, I'm a Packers fan, and I was really hoping for a victory. And we were down at halftime, and it was looking likely that they were going to But then we came back, and not only did we come back, Tucker Kraft, our tight end, who came out of South Dakota State, Jackrabbit alumni.
Jackrabbit?
Yeah, that's what they're called. South Dakota State Jackrabbits.
It's ridiculous.
It is. All things good, though.
It's not as good as Gamecocks, but I mean, it's...
I prefer that. Like, imagine like going to a game and you're just like saying, go Cox.
Exactly.
That's like a legitimate chance.
Just another Saturday night, right?
Yeah, then the frat party after probably went crazy.
Yeah, I'm sure.
But
they locked the doors.
But Green Bay did get the win. Jordan Love had a great game. Micah Parsons had a great game. A lot of QB pressures.
Yeah, it was a huge win. They're showing. Yeah. I mean, the Packers were really good last year, but I think they're showing real maturity this year.
Yeah, and they're still the youngest team in the NFL.
Are they really?
Yeah, they're still the youngest active team right now, and adding Micah Parsons was the biggest steal of the offseason, really, because he was demanding a trade out of Dallas, really wanted out, and
he's been good, huh?
He's been phenomenal. He's been the best player on the defense, and our defense already has an amazing lineup with Quay Walker, Rashawn Gary, Michigan alum, and Rashawn Gary, as I'll mention, Xavier McKinney. It was already a phenomenal defense, but adding Micah Parsons was just a weapon we didn't need, but we have.
All right.
Which was awesome.
Well, there you go. Go Pack.
Go Pack.
So, you know, those books that I bought you that you read by Professor Galloway.
Yes.
He always has a saying that I really like. He said, you should spend more hours sweating, exercising yourself than watching other people do it.
Yeah.
So transitioning to wellness, what's been helping you stay well in these busy times?
So a lot of things I've been talking about was adding things to my life as far as like when I talked about adding affirmations in the morning or putting my phone on Do Not Disturb. All those things were adding something, sort of. But
when you add in a certain type of an exercise or workout, I got you.
Absolutely. Yeah. One thing I've been cutting out recently, I'm actually going to talk and shift gears to cutting things out, which is not really talked about much in it is talked about well in wellness. But one thing I've been giving up
you can just say it completely once. It doesn't.
But I mean, because I'll still have caffeine here and there. But as far as energy drinks go, I've given up energy drinks entirely. It's been 2 weeks now,
and
I feel great because I was feeling a lot of spikes, like physical spikes, and I was a lot more anxious.
Yeah. Oh yeah. And caffeine will do that.
Yeah. Exactly. And 200 milligrams of it's gonna just add on. And cutting them out, it was a slow process, but we got there.
You weaned yourself off energy drinks. So what are the benefits? Do you sleep better? Are you more calm? What do you say are the benefits?
Sleep better, not so much. crazy enough, but calmer for sure. I'm definitely more nonchalant, which I wanted to be. So
good.
It's been nice.
Good. So nice do you find that there's been a reduction in stress in your life?
Not a crazy amount, but a good amount where that eliminating caffeine has helped.
So yes, there's been some.
There's been some, but there's still work to be done.
Yeah. Well, that's, yeah. Well, I mean, you're working full time and you're going to school. So that'll be, that'll keep one busy. And then let's face it, there's a stress to both to succeed. Yeah. But you know, you're doing everything you can.
Yeah.
You know, to overcome that. I love that the addition by subtraction, you know, is a statement I love. So yeah, that's really cool.
How about yourself? What's been?
Yeah. What was I got? You know what? I do have one. I've been really enjoying, and this is, again, this is both an addition and a subtraction. I'm trying to eat less crap, and I'm trying to eat healthier, and I'm trying to eat less. And this is like in the afternoon. So like in the afternoon, it's easy just to say, I'm just going to grab a bagel. You know, I'm hungry. Right. I'm between whatever. Lunch and dinner, I'm going to grab a bagel with cream cheese and coffee with sugar and that. And it's like, so what I do now is I have an energy bar, and I have a good one. It's called the Y Bar.
Oh, I've heard of those.
Yeah, and it's locally made. It's a Michigan product, and they use great ingredients. It's vegan, gluten-free, all that.
Nice.
And it fills me up.
It does?
Yeah, and it's not one of these bullshit all-protein bars. It really has balance in it, and I don't get the ones that are, you know, try to be a dessert.
Right.
I get the ones that are more berries and chia, and you know, I find that placates me. I feel satisfied and I feel full,
right?
And I don't feel horrible because I didn't eat a goddamn cheeseburger. You know, it's like again, it's like being mindful about what you put in your body. It's like we've talked about. You know, you gain muscle at the gym, you lose weight. In the kitchen or the dining table. So that's what I. So the Y Bar. I shout out to the Y Bar. Product out of Troy, Michigan. Friends of the pod? Yeah.
Sort of, if they call us.
Huge, yeah. We're open for a sponsor.
What's the go-to flavor that you've been having?
You know, I like the same one that your Aunt Nikki loves so much. It's Blueberry Bliss. But I'm not beyond a cherry chia.
You don't like cherry chia?
I know. I'm not beyond it. That means I like a cherry chia.
Oh, you like a cherry chia?
Yeah, I like them all. I mean, I really do like them all. I have preferences, of course.
Does it taste like chocolate?
They have one that's a chocolate cacao, you know?
Yeah.
And that's fine. But again,
the ones you mentioned, though, aren't.
Aren't what?
Chocolate? The ones.
Correct. They are not.
All right. I'm going to give that a try.
Yeah, again, they're not. It's not like eating a hamburger. It's not as joyous, you know? But at the same time, I do like them. You know, and they do the job, and sometimes just doing the job is good enough. It's kind of like, you know, Marcy, your bell mare, huge friend of the pod and head of analytics and data for the pod. She equated it to like a White Claw, you know.
Really?
No one drinks White Claw for what it is. People drink White Claw for what it isn't, which is full of carbs and sugar. It doesn't. Right. So, but it still has the alcohol that people crave. There you go.
Sure.
Yeah. So what about the 248, the 586, and the 313? Anything going on in Detroit, or are you just so busy with work?
I'm so busy with work.
And studying, yeah.
And studying, but, I mean, obviously I've highlighted Royal Oak 1,000 times at this point.
It's fun. I know that I like to see that, you know, after your class, sometimes you chill with your classmates around Royal Oak, and I can't think of a better spot.
Beautiful.
Yeah, you know, in the 248, it's really
limited.
Wonderful. Well, you know, everyone's always like 313, we're 313, and that's Detroit. And God bless Detroit, but you know what? I'm a man of the burbs. Like, you know, I grew up in Fraser. Yeah. I live in Rochester.
Yeah.
You grew up in Rochester, and you know, so I love the burbs.
Yeah, they're great.
And what I want to call out is, and all right, everybody get your, all right, listeners, get your, especially people in Detroit Metro, of course, if you're not, if you're one of our friends in Bulgaria or Brazil, you know, You can just relax and just enjoy the conversation. But there's this place at 16 and De Quinter. It's called Paradise Fruit Market.
Really?
Yeah, it's right by H Mart, another one that I know we've mentioned, Asian markets. Yep. And again, I love ethnic markets because there's just such a wonderful sense of discovery.
Oh, yeah.
Things are less expensive normally.
Yeah.
And it's just fun. I like cool, interesting shit, and I love people making things that they care about. So check this out. They make bread there, and they run out every day. They make these Iraqi breads. I think they're Persian breads. And they knock them out. And they're kind of football shaped, and flat, kind of like and they're close to a pita, I guess would be one way of describing it. But they're giving them away. They're three for a dollar.
Really?
Three for a dollar.
That's crazy.
Three for a dollar. And they have lots of other, they have falafel balls that they sell at the counter when you're checking out by the cashiers. They have produce that has great prices. They have a nice butcher there. I haven't used too much of their stuff. Their spices are sold in bulk, and their nut selection is extraordinary. Yeah,
that's cool.
So everybody, go to Paradise 16 De Quinter.
Paradise 16 De Quinter. I'll think about
that. Yeah, yeah. Paradise Fruit Market. It's extraordinary because we have a large Arabic population.
Yep.
In Detroit.
Yep.
And that's much. I mean, Dearborn.
A lot of my work too.
Yeah, yeah. No, I know. Yeah. So, it's a big footprint of part of the diversity that makes Detroit and gives it its heart. So, and this place is not large, but it's cool.
Right.
And they knock out bread, man, all day long.
But you actually brought up a point that I was going to highlight too, because you were talking about H Mart and obviously Paradise, but another place that I love too that you forgot to mention was Carnival in Pontiac.
They catered your graduation party. Did we hit on that before? We may have.
We for sure have, but
it's contextual. So yeah, everybody go to Pontiac, go to Carnival.
Yeah, I get a bucket of guacamole there, and I use it for my avocado toast in the morning. It's amazing.
Do you really?
Yes, and it lasts me a while too.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Well, they also
make. I used to make pasta. I used to make salsa. I felt really good about my salsa. It was baller. But then their salsas are so good, and they're less. I was like, my God, they're less expensive. I mean, I buy some tomatoes, some cilantro, onions, hot pepper. I'm like. My salsa was too expensive, so I put that I put that on hold, and we just get their stuff now. Yeah, they're glorious. Carnival, for Mexican food, can't go wrong.
Can't go wrong at all.
Yeah.
Oh, what next?
Well, so one thing that's kind of cool is trying to get back to going to the movies.
Yeah.
And movies can be expensive.
My friend and I were talking about this.
But you know what? As my one friend Paul D, friend of the pod, always said, he goes, I don't think there's a better bargain in the world than spending whatever $10-$15 and getting 2 hours of solid entertainment.
Yeah, it's so great.
It's all how you look at things. And Marcy and I went to see one of the best movies I've seen in years.
Which movie is this?
This is called. One Battle After the Other. One Battle After the Other, starring Leonardo DiCaprio, Benicio del Toro, Tiana Taylor.
I heard of this.
It's extraordinary.
It's good?
Yeah.
I've heard mixed reviews.
The reviews have been pretty strong overall, but whatever. Yeah. I mean, it's subjective, but it's a front runner for Oscars, right up there with Sinners. Yeah, and
Sinners is gonna win a bunch.
It was great.
I saw that movie. It was amazing.
Yeah, it's an extraordinary, beautiful movie. This is entirely different. I won't spoil the plot. I went in there, we both did, knowing next to nothing.
Right.
And
that's what I did with Sinners too. I didn't even know if it was a horror movie.
Oh, that's all right.
I had no clue that movie was a horror movie while going into it.
Yeah, no, that was really extraordinary. But this movie, One Battle After the Other, is directed by Paul Thomas Anderson. One of the greatest directors in the world. He's right up there now. I always used to think that he was a little behind Tarantino. I think he might be passing Tarantino.
You think so?
Oh, God. Well, I mean, you look at what he's done. I mean, The Man's the Boogie Nights. His other two movies prior to this, Licorice Pizza and Inherent Vice.
Any that I would know of?
I'm sure. You've never watched Boogie Nights?
Heard of it, never seen it.
Okay. Well, that's a great one. And you know, but yeah, I mean, I'm drawing blanks now. He's done a bunch with Daniel Day-Lewis. He did The Phantom Thread. He also did that one with the oil fields. Jesus Christ.
Daniel Day-Lewis.
Yeah.
Daniel Day-Lewis has won multiple Oscars.
But anyway, Paul Thomas Anderson.
Did he direct There Will Be Blood or no? Was that?
Yes, that was Paul Thomas Anderson. That's one I was trying to.
I have seen that movie.
And your thoughts? I never have.
It's a trip.
Yeah.
It's a trip.
Well, you see, you go from that movie, which is a period piece, that's so intense, and then you watch, Licorice Pizza, which is kind of about, it's informed greatly by Paul Thomas Anderson's upbringing in the Valley in California, in the L.A. area, and then that's kind of joyous and silly and fun with a great, great, great appearance by Bradley Cooper playing John Peters.
I love that.
And if you don't know who John Peters is, J-O-N Peters, look him up. He was a hairdresser who married Barbara Streisand. Let me just start there. He's a lunatic. Wonderfully so.
I love it when directors can pivot from comedy to serious.
So, yeah, just from one genre to another.
Yeah. One director I'll highlight was Todd Phillips.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Yeah, because he directed, you know, the Hangover movies, old school.
1, 2, and 3?
Yep.
I think he did Road Trip 2, maybe?
Yep. And then he directs
Joker
in 2019, and there's not a single laugh in that movie. It's a dark, twisted movie. And the way he was able to pivot from comedy to serious, when I went into that movie, I was thinking, okay, this is Todd Phillips. He's known for all these comedy movies. I'm nervous that this is not going to be as good because it's more of a serious movie. But no, it was phenomenal.
Yeah, yeah. No, I never saw Joker. Because it's so damn dark. But I did start watching. I watched a good half of the movie. I was on an airplane watching the sequel with Lady Gaga.
I didn't like that movie as
well. I didn't watch it till the end. But what I watched, I loved. I
thought liked it. Okay.
Well, the first half anyway. I mean, maybe it falls apart towards the end.
It falls apart towards the end. In my opinion. Yeah, spoilers, but my opinion.
Well, a lot of people share your opinion overall that it wasn't as good as the original, but
no.
I tell you, the first half, I don't know, I think it's pretty darn baller. Yeah,
for sure.
So what do you think? You ready for the week?
Am I ready for the week? Yeah, I am.
I know we're kind of in it. Normally we record on Sundays, but you're too busy with homework. You couldn't do it.
No, I was doing so much homework. It took me the entire day. And
yeah, that's all right.
Okay. On Monday, I had class.
How'd that go?
Went well, and then I had plans with a friend afterwards, which was always fun.
Nice. Friend of the pod, I hope.
Oh, friend of the pod for sure. They tune in.
Nice. Shout out.
Yep.
So yeah, but it was a good day of school.
Yeah, and then I had work today, and. I go back to school tomorrow.
You ready for it?
Of course. Yeah.
Well, good.
Yeah, I tackled everything I needed to tackle that was due. And now tomorrow, it's the thing I love about this class is it's with support. So pretty much that class would be like a study session class.
Okay.
So there's going to be a new lecture, but there's going to be a study session for the remainder.
Well, I think that's great. It's cool.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah,
that's how you learn. And they should be more collaborative like that and not just someone telling you, spewing a bunch of information, hoping you remember it, saying read chapters 11 through 14.
Right.
That's a bunch of crap if you ask me.
Yep. Education has changed.
Yeah. Well, everything should always be optimizing and evolving like ourselves.
Of course. That's evolution right there.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
So, so whose turn is it to lay down a song? I think it's mine, right?
No, because Ava went last time.
Oh, you got one?
Ava went. Yes, I do. All right. I had a couple that I was thinking of, but
I just need one, brother.
Of course. It's by a great artist. They dropped a new album this year, but I'm going back to one of their earlier albums from 2015. So the song itself is called "The Less I Know, the Better" by Tame Impala, from the album Currents. That album turned 10 years old on July, and my way of celebrating it was listening to that album nonstop. It's
all right.
It's a masterpiece.
I'm completely unaware, so I'll look forward to hearing it. I look forward to enjoying the week. Well,
yeah, for sure.
Well, I love you, bud.
Love you too. And we will take this song out and have a great week, everybody.
Yeah, have a great week, everybody. Spread the love.
Agency production, recorded and edited by Aiden Big Deal O'Neill.